As promised, here we go. Going to give you the true information up to a certain point about what happened to me, my family, the station, and everything else. November 7, last year, gallbladder surgery. Thought it was going to take about an hour, hour and a half. Ended up taking more than 5 hours. Critical complications moved in. We had to be moved to Prisma. I didn't know a thing about it. Week later, where I had 7 surgeries or procedures in 5 weeks, December 26th, was transferred to Anban Rehab Hospital. January the 16th of this year, was moved to NHC, the rehab center. It's been one after the other after the other. February 20th was home after 106 days in various institutions, in and out, doctor's appointments, all over the place. And I was definitely, forgive the pun, dead in the water. Yep. Botched gallbladder surgery. Should have taken hour, hour and a half. Obviously, it was much more than that. The doctor that was responsible, well, another story. We'll tell you about that a little later on. But for the time being, what we are trying to do is just put the pieces back together. Make things happen. I have not been able to be back at work since November 7. Don't know when I'm going to be able to be back. In fact, unfortunately, I guess you'll look at my situation as forced retirement. Sadly, it's not what I want to do, it's what I've been commanded to do. We're effectually out of business. I think the Lord above has been, he's been trying to tell me this for quite some time. And I ignored it. I guess he was going to give me a wake-up call, and boy, did he. Boy, did he. In any event, down the road we go, I am above this fescue. To the chagrin of many people, but to the disappointment of many others. I do appreciate all the people that were concerned about my health, where I was, what I was trying to do. There are too many people to acknowledge individually how I felt about them, what they have done for me. I can't tell you enough that I appreciate it more than words could ever express. But here we are. Here we are. Onward and upward, as I have been told many a time. And again, I do appreciate all the well-wishers, all the folks who were concerned. And again, I appreciate that very much. I really do. It's been a long, hard road, and it's not over yet. But I'm doing much better, health-wise. And eventually, I do believe, I'll be back to full steam. But it's not today. I am getting much better. As time goes by, I will continue to get much better. Lord willing. After all, I've said it many a time, I'm not in charge, nor you. He is. He is. And I had the wake-up call of wake-up calls. Yes, I did. That's quite all right. It's quite all right. I'm listening now. I certainly am. All the people that stuck by me all these months, hours, weeks, and my wife has been through it. I mean, she has been a trooper. Right by my bedside the entire time, when she could. Not very many people can say that about their wives or husbands, for that matter. And I appreciated that more than she knows. As mentioned, this has been a long, hard road. But we're on the mend now. Everything will improve. It is continuing to improve. And again, I do appreciate all the well-wishers and all the people who have been in touch, trying to be in touch. Sorry if I have not been able to get back in touch with you. Things have been a little bit out of the norm, if you will. But again, we're on the mend. On the mend. And I appreciate the time. Appreciate your concern. Keep us all in your prayers. And I certainly will keep all of you in mind. Here we go. 12.5 minutes after the hour. Final hoorah is what we have. And I explained earlier in a short piece that this will indeed be the last hoorah. Sadly, nobody hates it any more than I do, but here is where we are. It's been a fun run. To be honest with you. Fun run. Made a few people angry. Made a few people applaud. Made a few people say, I'm glad this fool's gone. But I think all in all, everything is hunky-dory. And I know many people are concerned about what is going to happen now. Well, frankly, nothing. Nothing. I don't know if I ran this or not before. Okay. You know, this piece, I've already got it recorded. However, I'm not going to play that version. I'm just going to do it live. And I've run this many a time on this program. What I've learned over the years, I've been around a day or two. And I had hoped to be around a day or two more. However, I'm not in charge. Never have been. I guess some of us have made the mistake of thinking that we are in charge. We're not. You know what I've learned, though? You cannot make someone love you. All you can do is be someone who can be loved. The rest is up to them. I've learned that no matter how much I care, some people just don't care back. I've learned that it takes years to build up trust, and only seconds to destroy. I've learned that no matter what you have in life, but who you have in your life, it counts. I've learned that you can get by on charm for about 15 minutes. After that, you better know something. But you shouldn't compare yourself to the best of others can do, the best you can do. Sometimes that's a hard lesson. I've learned that it's not what happens to people that's important. It's what they do about it. I've learned that you can do something in an instant that will give you heartache for a lifetime. I've learned that no matter how thin you slice it, there are always two sides. But I've learned that it's taking me a long time to become the person I want to be. And I've learned it's a lot easier to react than it is to think. I've learned that you should always leave loved ones with loving words. Maybe the last time you see them. Maybe. I've learned that you can keep going long after you think you can. And I've learned that we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. Learn that either you control your attitude or it controls you. I've learned that regardless of how hot and steamy your relationship is at first, the passion fades, there better be something there to take its place. I've learned that heroes are the people who do what has to be done when it has to be done, regardless of the consequences. And I've learned to forgive takes practice. And I've learned that there are people who love you dearly, but just don't know how to show it. And I've learned that money is a lousy way of keeping score. And I've learned that my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and have the best of time. I've learned that sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down will be the ones to help you get back up. I've learned that sometimes when I'm angry, I have the right to be angry. But that doesn't give me the right to be cruel. I've learned that true friends and friendship continues to grow, even over the longest distance. Same goes for true love. I've learned that just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to, doesn't mean they don't love you the they have. I've learned that maturity has more to do with what types of experiences you've had and what you've learned from them, and less to do with how many birthdays you've celebrated. And I've learned that you should never tell a child their dreams are unlikely or outlandish. Few things are more humiliating. And what a tragedy that would be if they believed it. I've learned that your family won't always be there for you. They seem funny. But people you aren't related to and take care of you, love you, teach you to trust people again. Families are not biological. I have learned that no matter how good a friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while. And you must forgive them for that. And I've learned that it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself. And I've learned that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. I've learned that your background and circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. And I've learned that sometimes when friends fight, I'm forced to choose sides, even when I don't want. I've learned that just because two people argue, it doesn't mean they don't love each other. Just because they don't argue doesn't mean they do. I've learned that sometimes you have to put the individual ahead of their action. And I've learned that we don't have to change friends if we understand that friends change. And I've learned that you shouldn't be so eager to find out a secret. It could change your life forever. I've learned that two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. And I've learned that no matter how you try to protect your children, they will eventually get hurt, and you will hurt in the process. I've learned that there are many ways of falling and staying in love. I've learned the consequence. Those who are honest with themselves, yet father in life. And I've learned that no matter how many friends you have, if you're their pillar, you will feel lonely and lost at the times you need them most. I've learned that your life can be changed in a matter of hours by the people who don't even know you. And I've learned that even when you think you have no more to give, when a friend cries out to you, you'll find the strength to help. I've learned that writing, as well as talking, and ease emotional pains. I've learned that the paradigm we live in is not all that is offered to us. And I've learned that credentials on the wall don't make you a decent human being. I've learned that people you care most about in life are taken from you too soon. I've learned that although the word love can have many different meanings, it loses value when overly used. And I've learned that it's hard to determine where to draw the line between being nice and hurting people's feelings and standing up for what you believe. Profound, isn't it? 8:27. Basically, this is my farewell. It's been a long time. I've been on the air a long time. And you know, I've mentioned many a time on this program that I paid attention to the man above, but only of late. Sometimes you have to have a harsher lesson. Well, I've had one of those. But isn't it a shame that many of us have a hard time understanding all of the above? I have to close out this segment by saying, ain't that the truth? It is. It is. You know, I didn't take any calls for the purpose of not having people bombard the airwaves, although I'd love to talk to every single one of you. Practicality does slip into the picture every now and again. And that's what I'm trying to deal with. Practicality. Practicality. Believe me, I love each and every one of you. And I do appreciate everything that everyone has done for us. But I've often heard that everything has a season. My season has come. And in a lot of respects, been gone. In the morning it is. And I hope I haven't brought any sadness to anyone. I really do. Not much that I can say beyond what I've already said. And as mentioned, I wish I could open the lines up for everyone. But I can't. It would be fair to those who couldn't get through. And you know how that is. You get frustrated. So do I from time to time. It is what it is. Said that at least 1,000 times. At least. Isn't it a shame, though, Isn't it a shame, though? There's not enough time. We have all the time that there is for each and every one of us. And God knows. He is the only one that knows when our time is up. I try to stretch it as far as I can. But again, I'm not in charge. Sometimes I think I am, but I'm not. Nobody else is either. I guess if that'll give you a little solace in the matter. To run one more thing for you. I hope you can glean something from this. If I can find it, we'll be fine. It is a shame that we don't have our ducks in a row as well as they're supposed to be. 27 minutes until 9. Just about blown through this entire hour. Almost. Okay, without any further ado, here's another tune that's dear to my heart.
If I have wounded some poor soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, idle words in vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I offend some other through the strain.
Jim Reeves. Well, I hope you have enjoyed the last few moments. I have. Wish it could be forever, but it ain't. No. As mentioned earlier, everything has a season. And again, mine's come. I do appreciate once again all the loyal friends, listeners, and so forth. We'll cross paths again. And I hope it's often. And you know, sometimes I've used this. As you slide down the banister of life, watch out for those tiny splinters that'll be pointing your way. Thank all of you. Love you all. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend.